Oh man, this is probably the number one mindset that stops anyone from transitioning their career and trying something new. Stay with me. Hey everyone, I'm Emily Reagan, and you've discovered Unicorns Unite. This is a podcast for freelancers, service providers, virtual assistants, and curious listeners who would like to experience the freedom and flexibility of working virtually. We're the magic makers, movers and shakers, and the real people doing the work behind the scenes of online businesses. Welcome to Unicorns Unite. Hey, welcome back to the show. I'm so glad you found this podcast. If you're new to me, hello, I'm Emily. I've been freelancing since 2009. I love to help people, especially stay-at-home moms and military spouses who are like myself, get back to working on their own terms with a freelance business, not needing to do an MLM to make money, online surveys, calling centers, or any kind of crap job. Really, I help women start freelance businesses, hook them up with clients, and teach them the skills that they can turn into a profit. So welcome to the show. Today, we're going to talk about something that stops a lot of people from being successful. It keeps people from achieving their dreams and really going after it. It's a limiting belief, something that's not true, that your mind has convinced is true, that it's too late for me. I'm too old. People are too advanced. I'm starting out from zero. There's too much competition. It's oversaturated. And now it's too late for me. I have no chance. Here's the thing about the online business. There's so much work out there. I have shared over 1,500 jobs with my small, tiny community that has been about 50 people. There is so much work. You are outnumbered and you will continue to be outnumbered with the work opportunities because the way the digital world is now, these skills are becoming mainstream. They are needed and they are not going away. They're going to adapt and change 100%. They are not going away. We're not talking about keyboarding experience from our eighth grade. Okay, let's be transparent here. I was born in 1980. I'll do the math for you. I am 41. I am caught between that world of not a millennial, technically by like 11 days, I'm not a millennial, but I also don't necessarily call myself Gen X. I'm caught in the middle and we call us Zennials. We grew up without technology and transitioned over to technology. I'm old, guys. I am realizing this and it sucks. I look in the mirror and I see my face sagging. I'm needing Botox. I've got wrinkles, but I've lived a really good life. And those wrinkles are from doing fun things, smiling, laughing, being out in the sun, all good things. But it's hard. Aging is hard. And especially in this online world, we see these new little dances on TikTok and these young people and their short shorts and crop tops. And they're just doing things we never did in the 80s. We might have had our version of dancing to Wipeout in the backyard with a camcorder in an oversized t-shirt. Like, I mean, sure as hell weren't trying to be sexy back then when we were 12. Anyway, okay, I'm digressing. Times have changed. And sometimes you see these young people and you think, oh my gosh, I'm too old for this. I'm like 20 years older than them. And it's really easy to beat yourself up about it and feel like it's too late for you. But here's the thing. It's never too late. This is only you with your fear of being judged and calling the shots for yourself when it's absolutely not true. You are not too old and you've got to let go of this fear of being judged. People aren't really thinking about you. They're really not. They're thinking about themselves. They might give you a fleeting thought. And anyone who's a keyboard warrior and has the nerve to say something out loud, let it go. Your job is not to please people. I love my previous client, Jennifer Allwood. I used to work with her for 6 years. She used to say, you could be the juiciest peach and there will be someone who doesn't like peaches. You will never know unless you put yourself out there and you try it. And there's going to be some people who resist and make fun of you and poke fun of you. And it's going to happen. So screw them. You don't need their blessing. It's going to be the minority. That's the cool thing. And you've been facing this your whole life anyway. I mean, raise your hand if you've ever been made fun of. Oh my gosh, I was called effing ugly in high school, which seems really funny now because I probably dress the same with the way these 90 trends are coming back. I'm sitting here in my flannel shirt recording this podcast. I'm like, I still feel like I'm 18, you guys. You're only as old as you feel. But in your heart, don't let it bother you. Like, you know where you are. Even if you're a tired mother like I am, like, let it go. It's not your job to impress people. So when is the best time to start a business, ideally, it would have been 20 years ago, right? It would have been nice if we had done that when we were 20, like some of these TikTok people who are already starting out as influencers. We didn't have that. Let go of that and let's start a business in the second best time. Now, the second best time to start is right now. I'm sure you've heard that Chinese proverb, and if you haven't, I'm sure I've quoted it before, but the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. It was yesterday. The second best time, right here, right now. And here's the thing, early adopters always win. The first person to start doing Facebook Lives, that algorithm loved them and favored them. The first people to figure out Pinterest marketing, one of my clients and I, Jennifer Allwood, algorithm loved us. The first Instagrammers, the first TikTokers, those people get rewarded for jumping in. You cannot compare your state and status of your business to those people who started 9 years ago. It's a different landscape. The digital world is way different. The algorithms have evolved completely. But that doesn't mean now is a bad time either. You can see people running to TikTok right now. Guys, I resisted it. I resisted it so bad last year, partly because we were dealing with COVID pandemic and Zoom school. Everyone's like, get on TikTok. And I couldn't handle it. God, I wish I would have started. I wish I would have started my Instagram earlier, even when I didn't have this vision of this course business. I should have been doing it for myself all along, just so clients could find me, just so I could share a booking link, so I could minimally get it going. That would have been the best time. Second best time was the day I started it. And I just got over myself. I let go of the numbers. And I said, you know what? I might have been in business for 10 years, but I'm starting it now and I'm going to embrace it. You can be an early adopter and still start now because the way this technology field is going, it's just going to continue to evolve and change. So you might as well start now. You're actually losing out if you don't start. There's an opportunity cost. It's the loss of any potential gain. That's what happens every day you don't take action for building that thing that you really want to. You're trading one alternative to another, but you're losing out on the potential gain and ROI from having a business, developing those skills, and being further along. It's kind of like if you were trying to lose weight, right? Gosh, I wish me 6 months ago would have been better. It would have made all the difference. Like hindsight 2020. But you can start now. If you're a corporate woman, start now. Pick up a freelance client and just start moving through the motions and doing the work, getting that clarity. I talk about this all the time. You need clarity to let you know what kind of services you should truly be doing, what kind of clients you should truly be working with. You've got to start doing the work. If you're a young mom, you can't just take on 20 clients right now. If you still have kids at home with you, start with one client right now. Move at your own speed. It could be turtle speed. It could be warp speed, but just start moving. That's the process of planting that tree and growing the business that will provide for you in the future. It takes time. And I remember thinking, and I talked about this on episode 122, watching Jennifer Allwood thinking, I could never do that. I could never do that. I knew how much time it took into growing her audience and building her audience. But gosh, start now. Start now and it'll make the difference when you're ready to really run for it. I talked about on that same episode how I almost delayed my business because I found out I was pregnant and I thought I'll just wait for 4 years till she's in kindergarten and then or preschool kindergarten, you get me, and then I'll run with it. Well, thank God I kept doing it. It's been a stressful couple years trying to get this dream off, but thank God because now I'm set up to really run for it and she starts kindergarten in just a couple weeks. It's crazy. You have to stop waiting for the perfect time. You've got to seize the opportunity and just go for it. I tend to attract a lot of women in their 30s and 40s. I even have women in their 50s who take my course in Excel. You don't have to have grown up with TikTok to be good at it. You didn't have to grow up with cell phones to learn your cell phone, but you learned it. The number one soft skill you can have right now is comfort with ambiguity. Being okay to change, adapting, evolving, being dynamic, taking on those challenges. That's what clients want to work with. You being able to figure out problems and trust yourself to get the answer. And hey, sometimes you're not the answer. Sometimes your client needs to hire a specialist. That's okay. But you being able to take that off the plate and run with it. Look what you've done in the past. Look at your accolades. Look at your rewards. Look at your accomplishments and lean into that. That all tells a story. That tells a story of you learning something new and evolving and getting better at it and then accomplishing something big. Pull out your medal, your certification, your degree, your employee of the month trophy, whatever it is. That shows you you can learn and adapt. It doesn't matter what your age. You actually have a lot if you can tap into what you've already done in the past. And this is what makes you different from the 20-something-year-olds. You guys, I almost spit out my coffee. I was listening to a webinar with some 20-something-year-old VA coaches, and I was doing some stealth competitor analysis. Actually, I had a copywriter friend who's like, you should listen to their messaging. I think she had done it for them, but she's like, go listen to their webinar. I listened to their webinar. It was amazing. Their branding was amazing. But guys and gals and mamas, I spit out my coffee when these ladies could only reference their summer internships. They don't have real world job experience. You do. You do when you're in your 30s and 40s. You've done something and you need to lean into that and make that part of your story. Use this in your discovery calls. You have killer wisdom, a work experience, and accolades. Those 20-something-year-olds who you might be secretly jealous of because they have tighter skin and they don't appreciate it, they don't have jack. They probably have spent more time on their cell phone than you, then who cares? If it makes you feel good, lights you up, and you can do the work, you're only as old as you feel, you can do it. I have plenty of women in my world who are older than me even, who learn from me and run with it because they love it. Okay, let's just take a moment here. It's impossible to get referrals without putting yourself out there all the time. It's really difficult to have a community when you're doing the work by yourself. It's also hard to stay up to date when you're just one person, and digital marketing trends, platforms, technology, and strategies change all of the time. And it's no fun having to do lead generation for your business when you'd rather be doing billable hours. So I have a solution for you. Come join my digital marketing workgroup. It's a tight community of freelancers, virtual assistants, digital marketing specialists who are all up-leveling in their skills, getting advanced trainings, applying for my job ops, and becoming digital marketing specialists and managers and strategists. This is an online referral community for both skilled and up-and-coming digital marketing service pros and virtual assistants. We've shared over 800 jobs with our community. We'd love to have you too. If you need client work, if you need a squad behind you, if you need help raising your prices, promoting yourself to the next level, this is the place to be. You can apply for the workgroup with the link in the show notes. We'd love to have you. Back to the show. Now, one little note, I would never start an email cover letter or resume with, hey, I'm a grandma. Don't lead with that. And guys, oh my gosh, I laugh at that, but when I was 34, I had just had kid number 3, and somebody asked if I were her grandma. Doesn't matter. I did live in small town Georgia. It doesn't matter. People can think what they want. Yeah, I could have technically have been her grandma. I probably looked like her grandma because I was tired, but I'm never going to like lose that stigma, so screw it. Instead, I'm going to lean into my age and my experience because that's my competitive advantage. Let go of that fear of being judged. Stand proud and own it. You know, everyone in the Shark Tank, everyone is in their 50s, mostly 60s. Brené Brown, 56. Amy Porterfield, 45. Marie Forleo, 46. Rachel Hollis, 39. Shailene Johnson, 53. Nicole Walters, 36. I tried to figure out Brooke Castillo's age, but that age is locked down. It was not obvious on Google. I'm going to guess 60s. I don't know. Sorry, that's what happens, Brooke. If you're not going to tell me your age, I'm going to guess. My client, Jennifer Allwood, 51. My furniture painting client, Tracy Bellion, she's over 50. She's killing it. She's adapting. There's even another Instagram coach. I can't even think of her name. I can see her haircut. She's 50-something. The joke's on everyone else who's young and inexperienced because digital marketing, this whole world, running an online business, you need experience. And if you've had in-person work experience, if you've ever been on a team where you got to communicate and work through some things, you are sitting above the rest. Just don't show that weakness. Oh gosh, I told you I got called a grandma 34. I've had a lot of young boys making fun of me on YouTube. I'm like, just leave my channel. You don't even need to be here. Somebody called me their aunt. Is that supposed to be insulting? I am, and I love it. I love being an auntie. I'm proud of who I am. I've had some amazing women in my program who have owned businesses and taken the Unicorn Digital Marketing Assistant School to learn profitable, marketable tech skills and strategies because they already knew, hey, I've run a business. I'm not there now. I don't need to go back there. But when they learn these strategies and these skills, they're even more in demand. Carrie, Drea, Angela, Victoria, Deb, all of those ladies are on fire right now. I think about Mary Lee. She was on one of my podcasts earlier. She's over 50. Her copywriting career is taking off. She got in bed with a dream client who's a seven-figure dream client, has her doing all of the copywriting, so think a nice retainer check. And she's ghostwriting this lady's book. Freaking amazing. I think about Sharon, who just retired as an executive director, 50-something, so she can travel in her RV and be with her kids. She was an executive director. You know somebody wants to scoop her up in their business to be an online business manager or project manager. And she's working with a client she loves. She's working with a quilt shop and she loves it. That's what I'm talking about. Who cares about the young boys and the 20-something-year-old bombshells? The joke's on them. You have experience. You need to lean into that. And the cool thing about this digital world, these skills are absolutely transferable. You're not going to stay an assistant forever. I know it. I struggled to name my program Digital Marketing Assistant, but it's level one. Get started. Get in the mailroom. Move up. If you're a go-getter, you will absolutely move up. You will be charging more by the end of the year. You will be working with higher quality clients and you will be doing project management skills 100%. I just don't know which trajectory you're going to go. Are you going to be a creative? Are you going to be more of an online business manager, project manager? Maybe you are going to be a marketing manager. There's so many options, but you have to get started and do the work. And it's not beneath you. You got to get the hands-on experience. It's kind of like a rite of passage. You have to understand how the pieces come together, spend a little time doing it, do a little bit of social media. And I'm not saying be a social media manager here, guys. I'm saying understand the strategy and move on out of it when you're ready to. These skills will make you so competitive in the corporate world. I'm thinking of Claire, who got a job after being a Broadway costume assistant doing digital marketing. She's a digital marketing coordinator, full-time job. Living her dream, didn't have to go back to college to learn this, completely pivoted. If Claire can do it, you can do it. I'm thinking of Tanya. She was in the healthcare space. She got hired full-time to use her marketing skills at the chamber. These are skills that will pay off and make you stand out. And it tells a bigger story of who you are. You're someone who loves learning, loves tech. You're not scared and you're 100% confident in yourself. That's who people want to hire. Nobody wants a young doctor who just got out of med school. Nobody wants to be practiced for the young doctor. Own it. Be the expensive doctor who has skills, who's like confident that they will sew you back together and do it the right way and diagnose you right and all of that stuff. Even I had to dust off my skill set. I came from the PR world where we wrote press releases and delivered them to media outlets and news stations in person. I mean, that's still a PR tactic today. But gone are the days where you have this printed version of your press release. I mean, we used to deliver it on a thumb drive. You gotta laugh. It's a different ballgame now. I still needed to make those skills relevant to be competitive in the PR world today. And that's how I got my first freelance client, is I figured that out. I figured out how to dust it off after a small baby break. You have to dust off your skills, invest in yourself, and believe in yourself. Times will change. You got to stay relevant. It is not too late for you. It's not. I hope you love this podcast and this pep talk. Will you just tag me on Instagram if you loved it? I am carving out this like special little space for those of us who want to work online, who want to do good by our clients, who are proud of our work, who trying to figure out what that thing is for us. We like variety. We're well-rounded. We're good at it. And deep down, we have this entrepreneurial drive. We know that we could build something and that we're sitting on a gold mine with our skill set. We just don't know what that is. I'm here to encourage you to get started. I can teach you the marketable, profitable skills inside the Unicorn Digital Marketing Assistant School. I can hook you up with your first clients. And because you're a go-getter, you have these skills and this confidence in yourself, you will run with it. And I cannot wait to see where you go with it. And it will change your life. Absolutely. You'll be growing trees. You'll have a tree farm, my friend. If you love this podcast, please take a screenshot, share on Instagram, DM me, give me some kind of echo, some kind of voice in the void, and let me know that you heard me. And even better, if you can give me a 5-star review, if you could hit subscribe, share it with a friend who needs to hear this. No matter what that thing is, maybe it's not marketing, maybe it's not freelance. There's something out there for you you've been waiting to do. There's a dream you've had. Maybe you've shared it. Maybe you've kept it deep, dark inside. You need to start taking the steps to get there. Life is short. YOLO. You better work for it. Thanks for joining me, guys. Next week, we're going to talk to one of the business owners I mentioned earlier, Drea, about her nail tech experience and choosing to start a whole new business and provide for her kids in a different way where she can be home. She's the perfect example of that stay-at-home mom whose kids are just old enough to occupy themselves a little bit, but she still wants to be around. So join me for that one. If you are curious about starting a freelance business, join us in the How to Become a VA info session. I know I use the term virtual assistant, but this is so beyond being a VA. This is starting a freelance business. So that link is in the show notes. We're doing it live September 29th. You can save your seat. And if you are more advanced, if you have skills, if you have paying clients already, come join me in the digital marketing work group. We're accepting applications. We have more advanced trainings. You'll love it. If you love learning, if you love this marketing world, online world, if you like networking, that's the place to be. Come apply. And I also have a pricing workshop coming up later in October. You can get on the wait list so you don't miss it. It was a huge hit earlier this year. We're bringing it back. We're going to have a couple dates in October. Get on the wait list so you don't miss out. All right, I'll see you next week on the podcast. Thanks for joining me here on Unicorns Unite. If you want to start earning income as a digital marketing service provider or digital marketing assistant, you only need your laptop. You can tap into what online business owners really need help with by downloading my top 10 most requested tasks. These are the services I did for years for my clients behind the scenes. You can take this download and apply it to your own business and start by offering these very same services. If you want to niche down in digital marketing, this is your guide. Just use the link in the show notes or go to emilyreaganpr.com/services. Thank you. Thanks for stopping by. I don't know. That was awkward. A mindset belief that stops many people from being successful. Oh, here comes my cat.